Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 265, 6 ways to handle a defiant teen without yelling, because yelling is never an effective way to get someone's attention, especially a spunky teenager. If you've got tweens and teens in your life, you've most likely been the recipient of backtalk or other defiant actions. And unfortunately, this type of behavior is the norm of the teen parenting package. But don't despair. Positive change can happen in your family if you're willing to invest some time dealing with it. Before we discuss how to better communicate with our defiant young adult children, I'd like to thank today's sponsor of the Mighty Mommy podcast, KiwiCo. Are you stumped on what to give your kids this holiday season? KiwiCo creates super cool, hands-on projects for kids of all ages. They make it fun to learn about science, technology, engineering, art, and math. My 13-year-old daughter loves KiwiCo, and she's learning a lot from it while she makes cool things like clocks and handcrafted soaps. And now, your kids will too. And right now, you can try KiwiCo for free, just in time for the holidays. To redeem this offer and learn more, go to kiwico.com/mighty. That's kiwico.com/mighty.
For parents, the key is to handle that nasty and exasperating behavior in a way that calmly and consistently shows your child that you're in control and that you're not going to tolerate it. Mighty Mommy has 6 teens in her life right now, so here are 6 ways that you can respond positively to your defiant teen and keep the peace at home. Tip number 1, never assume the reason behind a teen's bad behavior. Your child's defiant behavior is actually the symptom of the actual problem. Don't guess or assume that your child is acting out based on what you see. If your son is belligerent towards you when he returns from school, it might not be that he hates algebra and he's taking it out on you, but maybe he's having problems at school making friends and he's feeling like an outcast. That doesn't excuse his poor behavior, but when he's in the comfort of his own home, he can let his guard down and therefore targets his frustration towards those closest to him, usually his parents and siblings. Try tracking your child's behavior for a short period of time and notice what situations or feelings seem to trigger the aggression or defiant outbursts. If you notice a pattern where he's unloading his anger every day when he comes home from school, for instance, once he calms down later on that evening, ask him if you can talk to him about what you've noticed. Hey, it's pretty obvious that when you get home from school, you're miserable and you're taking it out on Dad and me. What's up? How can we help you? He may completely ignore your attempt, but if you start from a place of trying to understand what's going on, you're letting him know that you care and that you want to help him, rather than just casting blame. Tip number 2, connect with your teen often. This tip may sound like a no-brainer, but it's really important and it's actually simple. Kids want to know that they rate in our busy lives. We all get caught up in the grind of work, running a household, trying to keep on top of finances and bills. And when it comes to family life with our older kids, we tend to let things slide. We don't enforce sharing family meals together on a regular basis.
We don't hang out after dinner as often as we should and chat about what's going on in their social world or with their sports teams or any other aspects of their daily lives because we just get too busy. Maybe it's because when we do try to engage them, they blow us off with a sigh or a sarcastic eye roll. But it's important to keep trying so that they'll see you're making a heartfelt effort. Many times, kids will act out when they feel that they're being ignored. Look for opportunities throughout your busy day and week to connect with them on a consistent basis. By doing so, you're sending them an important message. You're important to me. Tip number 3, involve your kids in problem solving. My oldest son, now 19, went through a couple of very difficult years when he was between the ages of 11 and 13. He was so negative about nearly every aspect of his life. Not only was he doom and gloom, he had a quick temper and nearly anything we asked of him would result in a verbal attack. We tried analyzing the pattern. We took every opportunity we could to engage him when he was home. We offered to even let him see a therapist if he thought that would help. And we reached out to his closest friends to see if they knew what was going on. Yet, we continually fell short. Finally, after a visit with our pediatrician, we had a breakthrough. During her routine questions at the beginning of the checkup, she asked him what subjects he liked best at school. He told her he liked science the best because it was the one subject where he wasn't the dumbest kid in the class. She shared this with us privately afterwards. My son did have learning difficulties throughout school and had an IEP, an individual education plan, for most of his school life. But he always made an effort during school, completely hiding his negativity while there, because he didn't want anyone to know how bothered he was that he learned differently from his peers. Although we got to the root of the problem, the negative outburst continued for several months after. So we decided to focus on a solution rather than the problem. We asked him how he could better control his behavior because it was draining not only us, but ultimately it was draining him as well. He thought about it for a couple of weeks, and then he came to us on his own and he asked if he could work with a tutor a couple times a week outside of the house, and would we please stop micromanaging his school assignments. Overall, he was still a C-plus student when he graduated, but once we backed off and we gave him his breathing room, he started to relax, he got involved with school sports, and his defiant behaviors went from 90% to less than 10%. Now he's in college and he's doing great.
Now, before we talk about my next tip on using a compassionate approach rather than being forceful, I'd like to talk about a product that I'm super passionate about, and I think you will be too. Jules Sous Vide helps you make easy weeknight meals and delicious holiday dinners with no stress and no guesswork. From fried chicken to the holiday ham, Jules makes the best food you've ever tasted for any occasion. And cooking with Jules is hands-free, so you can enjoy time with your family while Jules takes care of dinner for you. You can choose your perfect doneness, so food is never under or overcooked. Steak, chicken, fish, rib roast, poached eggs, everything comes out exactly the way you like it. And all you have to do is save room for dessert. Jules also comes with hundreds of step-by-step recipes for endless inspiration. You know, one great way to connect with your teen is in the kitchen, and Jules is definitely the way to go. My teens use it to help me get dinner on the table when I'm working late, and the sense of pride that they feel is fantastic. This week, I'm working a crazy schedule, so my 16-year-old son stepped up to the plate and prepared a pot roast for dinner using Jules. It was melt-in-your-mouth delicious, all by himself. What a win-win for all of us. To get yours, visit chefsteps.com/Jules and use the code MIGHTY to get $15 off for a limited time. That's chefsteps.com/JOULE and use the code MIGHTY for $15 off. Jules, perfect food every time.
Tip number 4, be compassionate, not forceful. No one likes to be told what to do, right? And yet, research shows that the average parent gives dozens of orders every day, most in a negative tone. If your child is continually challenging you, consider how you can help him or her tackle more responsibility instead of making him or her feel bossed around. Some suggestions on how you can confront bad behavior with compassion rather than force are,
Stop, drop, which is everything else, and breathe. Since your buttons are being pushed, you need to get calm before you address the defiance. 2. Reinforce your expectation about the standard of respect in your family. Firmly but calmly say, "You know we don't speak to each other that way in this house." Give your child a chance to correct himself while you reopen communication. "I know you didn't mean to be disrespectful. I do want to hear what you have to say. Can we try a do-over?" Stay compassionate. Say, "Ouch, that was pretty rude. You must really be angry to be speaking to me that way. I always try to speak respectfully to you. What's going on?" Listen to your child patiently. When she rolls her eyes and says, "Oh, God, this is so boring, Mom. Kill me before we go on any further," keep listening until she gets everything and every last hateful thing out. Then it's your turn. You could say, "I see. I am so sorry. I didn't realize that was happening. I'm glad you shared that with me." Just remain calm and listen. You need to give your teenager the chance to vent all those pent-up feelings that caused her to feel disconnected and angry. Tip number 5, reduce environmental stressors. It's not uncommon for a child to act out due to things outside his control in his home environment. These stresses could be overt, such as marital fighting, or physical or mental health problems of the parents or the primary caregivers, or they could be more subtle, such as a child's exposure to too much TV, a poor diet, or aggressive music and video games. Family instability, including economic stress, parental illness, harshly punitive behaviors, inconsistent parenting practices, multiple moves, and divorce may also contribute to the development of oppositional and defiant behaviors. So take inventory of these outside influences and try and reduce and eliminate as many negative influences on your child as possible, while promoting a more healthy lifestyle for the whole family. That doesn't mean you have to be a pushover, however. Children, even teens, crave structure and boundaries. So choose consequences that hold some impact, such as restricted access to electronic devices. And don't waver and give second chances. Demonstrating firm and consistent parenting is one of the best gifts you can give to your child. Tip number 6, reinforce compliant behaviors. One of my absolute favorite parenting strategies is to build on the positive and do so frequently when it's deserved. The more positive attention a teen gets for being compliant, the less negative attention he'll look for by being defiant. So in other words, get into the habit of consistently catching your child doing something good. If your teen offers to give his younger sister a few bucks for treats when she's at the movies, let him know how much you appreciated that. "Hey, Jake, I think it's great that you let Amanda have money for popcorn at the movies. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. She's lucky to have you as her brother."
Thanks again to today's sponsors, KiwiCo and Jules Savide, for supporting the Mighty Mommy podcast. These are two great products that will really enrich your family's lives. If you have friends and family that would enjoy listening as well, I'd love it if you'd share the link to this podcast and refer them to the website, www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Here, you'll find hundreds of archived episodes covering a wide variety of parenting and family-related topics. Wishing you lots of calm and peace with your growing teens. And as always, thanks for listening. Until next time, happy parenting.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.